You are now listening to the iScript of Mr. Schultz's Zombie Attack
by Phil Clark Jr.
This audio recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 license. You can share the audio recording in its entirety, but you can't change it or sell it. Fade in on Interior, Dark Attic. The attic is filled with old boxes and dust. Spider webs drape in the corners. Bobby off screen. Are you sure? I mean, really, really sure? Mikey. I'm really, really, really sure! Bobby Walsh and Mikey Baker, both 10, sit at the end of the attic on an old steamer trunk. Bobby is dressed like a cowboy and Mikey like a 1950s spaceman. They peer through the slats of a small vent window. Mikey. Mr. Schultz has been bringing all these boxes into his basement since he moved in last month. A pristine 1950s black sedan is parked in the driveway of the adjacent house. The front yard is perfectly manicured. A U.S. flag with 48 stars hangs from a porch bracket. Mikey. He brings in all these boxes and stuff into his basement. Mr. Schultz, 60, a tall gray-haired man with a goatee and mustache, carries boxes from his car and down the cellar doorway. He wears a black fedora and black trench coat. Mikey. Stuff that I've seen in the movies. Test tubes and chemicals and stuff. Mikey turns to Bobby. I seen in that movie, Dr. Zombie's Army of the Living Dead. Bobby. You saw Dr. Zombie's Army of the Living Dead? The two return to spying through the slats. Mikey. That's how I know he's building a laboratory in his basement. Bobby. Gosh. Mikey. And once he builds his laboratory, he's going to make an army of 10,000 zombies and... Mrs. Baker. Michael Thomas Baker. The boys spin around, startled. Mrs. Baker stands on the attic ladder wearing a simple dress and apron like your stereotypical 1950s housewife. Mrs. Baker. How many times have I told you not to play in this dusty attic? Mikey. Mom? Mrs. Baker climbs up the ladder. Bobby. Hi, Mrs. Baker. Mrs. Baker. Bobby, your mother called. She said supper will be on the table in 5 minutes. Bobby. Yes, Mrs. Baker. Bye, Mikey. Bobby walks down by Mrs. Baker and climbs down the ladder. He and Mikey look at each other while he disappears from sight. Mrs. Baker looks sternly at Bobby. Mrs. Baker. And you, little mister, shouldn't be spying on Mr. Schultz. Now downstairs and wash up for supper. Mikey. But Mom, Mr. Schultz is making an army of zombies, and he's... Mrs. Baker. You will stop that nonsense talk. Mr. Schultz is no such thing. She gestures down the ladder. Now downstairs and wash up for supper. Bobby drags himself to the ladder and climbs down. And I told you not to wear your costume until Halloween. If you get it dirty... Mom! Interior, kitchen, night. Mikey sits at the dinner table wearing regular clothing. Mr. Baker sits at the dinner table behind a newspaper. Mr. Baker, off screen. Dinner smells terrific, honey. Mrs. Baker places pork chops on each of the three plates next to the mashed potatoes and peas. Mrs. Baker. Thank you, dear. It's a recipe I found in a magazine.
Says here that they're going to build a new hardware store in town.
Dear, please put that paper down.
I will, dear.
Mikey pushes his food around the plate.
Here's an interesting article. Says here that wild dogs are in the cemetery.
Wild dogs? Mikey looks up at his father, curious.
That's what it says. They've been digging holes all over the place.
Mikey's expression turns to fear.
Actually, digging up some of the bodies.
Exterior, suburban street, night. Mr. Schultz carries more items from his car into his basement. Bright lights are seen from his basement windows, flashing intermittently. A jack-o'-lantern glows from the porch of the Baker house. Mikey off screen.
I was watching him after dinner from the bathroom window. He went out and came back with more stuff.
Bobby.
What kind of stuff?
Mikey.
Big stuff.
Interior, Mikey's bedroom. The room is filled with children's furniture and decorated with model airplanes and dinosaurs. Mikey sits at his window looking at Bobby sitting at his bedroom window 10 feet away. Mikey.
Computers and machines and large metal boxes, probably filled with body parts to make his zombies.
Bobby.
Really? What do we do?
Mikey.
I don't know. My mom and dad don't believe me.
Bobby.
I told my mom and dad. They said I read too many comic books.
Mikey.
We need proof. Mr. Schultz is probably going to set his army of zombies loose on Halloween night.
Bobby.
Halloween? Can't we just go to the police? Or the army?
Mikey.
Not without proof.
The two look at each other, thinking. Mikey.
I got it! We'll use my dad's camera. We'll sneak into Mr. Schultz's house and take pictures and show our dads.
Bobby.
Sneak into his house?
Mikey.
We have to get pictures of his laboratory, of his equipment.
Bobby looks at the sidewalk. Terror grows on his face. Mikey.
And any zombies he already made.
Bobby steps back from his window, pointing toward the front of the house. Mikey.
What? What's the matter?
Mikey sticks his head out of the window and looks around. Horror grows on his face. A lone figure stands on the sidewalk in front of the two houses, wearing a dark coat and a fedora.
It's Mr. Schultz.
Mikey ducks beneath his window, bug-eyed. Exterior, Baker House, backyard, day. A treehouse rests in the yard's only tree. A lens peeks from underneath a raggedy curtain. Bobby off screen.
What do you see? What do you see?
Mikey off screen.
Shh! He'll hear you!
Insert, exterior, Schultz's driveway. Wearing his trench coat, Mr. Schultz pulls sheets of metal from his trunk and slowly carries them into his basement. Seen through a distorted single lens. Back to, interior, treehouse. Mikey spies through the window with a telescope. A camera hangs around his neck. Bobby watches on behind him. The walls of the treehouse are covered with Lone Ranger posters and pages from comic books. Bobby.
What's he doing?
Mikey.
He's taking the last of the stuff from his car to his basement. Now he's back out.
Insert, exterior, Schultz's driveway. Mr. Schultz steps from the basement, fedora in hand. He puts it on as he closes his trunk. He climbs into his car and drives off. Back to, interior, treehouse. Mikey lowers the telescope and heads to the treehouse entrance. Mikey.
He's gone, let's go!
He starts climbing down the ladder. Bobby.
Hey, Mikey?
Mikey looks at him. Bobby.
Do you think maybe we shouldn't do this? If my mom finds out, she won't let me go trick-or-treating tomorrow night.
Mikey.
Bobby, if Mr. Schultz raises his zombie army, none of us will be going trick-or-treating. Ever.
The two look at each other. Mikey.
If you ain't coming with me, then I'm going alone.
He disappears down the ladder. Interior, Schultz's basement. Light floods the cluttered basement as the outside door quickly opens and closes. Mikey and Bobby scurry down the stairs. Mikey turns on a ceiling light from a pull string. The two are amazed by what they see. The basement runs the length of the house and is filled with electronic equipment, throwing lights and sparks around like Frankenstein's lab. Large metal cylinders line the walls and rest on tabletops, each big enough to hide a body. Bobby.
Gosh.
Mikey takes a picture. The flash briefly lights the room. He pops the bulb out and quickly places it in his pocket. He blows his breath in his hand, cooling his fingers. Mikey.
Let's go find some zombie stuff.
Exterior, street, day. Mr. Schultz's sedan drives down the street, passing by houses decorated for Halloween. Mikey off screen.
We don't have much time.
Mr. Schultz drives along. His train of thought is interrupted and he starts patting his breast pockets. He lets out a sigh and cuts the wheel. The car does a U-turn. Interior, Schultz's basement. The boys wander about the basement looking at the various pieces of equipment. Bobby.
Did you find anything?
Mikey.
Not yet.
He aims the camera at another piece of equipment. Bobby.
This place looks like Dr. Frankenstein's lab, don't it?
Mikey.
Yeah.
He takes a picture of the equipment. As he pops the spent flashbulb from the camera, the sound of a car engine is heard. Mikey and Bobby look at each other, frightened. Mikey drops the flashbulb with a look of pain on his face. The cellar door opens as the flashbulb breaks on the floor with a pop. Mikey pulls the light switch. The two scurry into the darkness as Mr. Schultz enters the cellar. He turns on the light. He looks around and eyes an envelope on the table amidst several pieces of electronics. He steps over to it and picks it up. Mikey and Bobby are hiding underneath this table. Mr. Schultz walks toward the cellar door. The boys breathe sighs of relief until Mr. Schultz steps on the broken flashbulb with a grinding crunch. Mikey and Bobby's eyes bug out. Mr. Schultz looks at the broken glass and looks around, slowly, methodically. Mr. Schultz.
Who is here? Come out.
The boys sit in their spot, motionless.
I know you are here. You can't hide from me.
Bobby starts trembling. He opens his mouth about to say something, only to have Mike cover it with his hand. Mr. Schultz slowly walks around. Bobby tries pulling Mikey's hand away. The two start struggling, squirming. Mr. Schultz.
I will call the police if you do not show yourself.
Bobby kicks a table leg. Items on the table knock over. Mr. Schultz steps over to the table. Mr. Schultz.
Come out now, from under there.
Bobby and Mikey come out. The three look at each other. Mr. Schultz.
You are the boys next door. What are you doing in my basement?
Mikey.
We're proving that you're a mad scientist, Mr. Schultz. And this is your lab, where you're making your zombie army.
Mr. Schultz stares at the boys, slightly confused. Mr. Schultz.
Zombie lab? I have no zombie lab.
Mikey.
And what are you doing with all this lab stuff?
He points all around. Mr. Schultz.
I work at the university. Some of my work I'll be doing at home.
Bobby.
Mikey said you were making zombies.
Mikey looks at Bobby, shocked. Mr. Schultz.
Boys, there are no such things as zombies. They are monsters you only see in the movies.
Mikey.
What about the cemeteries being dug up? It was in the papers.
Mr. Schultz.
Wild dogs, from what I hear. Wild like your imagination.
Schultz walks away from the boys toward the entrance.
But your wild imagination is no reason to break into a man's home.
He picks up a handheld control device consisting of a single joystick and button.
Saying I'm creating an army of zombies is ridiculous.
He presses the button on the remote.
Raising the dead is impossible. I wouldn't waste my time with such silly fantasies.
Appendages extend from the large cylinders in the room. Arms and legs, pincher claws for hands. Heads rise from the top with sinister red lights for eyes. They lumber toward the boys.
Mr. Schultz. Especially when I have an army of robots.
The robots surround the boys. Their claws snap each time they open and close. The boys scream as they are surrounded. Mr. Schultz's maniacal laughter is heard in the background. Final fade out. You have been listening to the iScript of Mr. Schultz's Zombie Attack
by Phil Clark, Jr.,
winner of the Simply Scripts Halloween Challenge. Feel free to visit us at www.iscript.com.
This audio recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 license. creativecommons.org/creativecommons.org/licenses/by-nc-nd/3.0/. You can share the audio recording in its entirety, but you cannot change it or sell it.